Despite the hour, the brothel was crowded. Chatea greeted them pleasantly and escorted them to the common room. Bronn went upstairs with a dark-eyed girl from Dawn, but Alayaya was busy entertaining.
"She will be so pleased to know you've come," said Chatea. "I will see that the turret room is made ready for you. Will my lord take a cup of wine while he waits?"
"I will," he said. The wine was poor stuff compared to the vintages from the arbor the house normally served.
"You must forgive us, my lord," Chatea said. "I cannot find good wine at any price of late."
"You are not alone in that, I fear." Chatea commiserated with him a moment, then excused herself and glided off. A handsome woman, Tyrion reflected, as he watched her go. He had seldom seen such elegance and dignity in a whore. Though, to be sure, she saw herself more as a kind of priestess.
"Perhaps that is the secret. It is not what we do so much as why we do it."
Somehow that thought comforted him. A few of the other patrons were giving him sideways looks. The last time he ventured out, a man had spit on him. Well, had tried to. Instead, he spit on Bronn, and in future would do his spitting without teeth.
"Is my lord feeling unloved?"
Dancy slipped into his lap and nibbled at his ear.
"I have a cure for that."
Smiling, Tyrion shook his head.
"You are too beautiful for words, sweetling, but I've grown fond of Alayaya's remedy." "You've never tried mine. My lord never chooses anyone but Yaya. She's good, but I'm better. Don't you want to see? Next time, perhaps."
Tyrion had no doubt that Dancy would be a lively handful. She was pug-nosed and bouncy, with freckles and a mane of thick red hair that tumbled down past her waist. But he had Shay waiting for him at the manse. Giggling, she put her hand between his thighs and squeezed him through his breeches.
"I don't think he wants to wait till next time," she announced. "He wants to come out and count all my freckles, I think."